Moncrief on News Talk.
It's day one of Electric Picnic, so back to things today. Thousands of people are flocking to Laois, but some people are travelling with children in tow, and I have a huge issue with this. Is it acceptable to bring your children to a festival? I'm joined on the line by Julie J, comedian. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Would you bring your children to Electric Picnic?
Would I is the big question. I mean, listen, this is the thing. Before I had kids, I used to look at people with kids at festivals and think to myself, they are so cool. I mean, they are parenting goals. And now that I'm a parent myself, I have to say, I'm not ruling it out in the future, but I think currently for me, a festival kind of represents freedom, you know, bit of liberation. You're not at home. You're not having to open yogurts for people 24/7. So for me, I think it would be much of a festival currently if I brought the two kids to Electric Picnic. So I can see myself doing it in the near future because, I mean, listen, I'm fairly lightweight when it comes to the festivals anyway. Forget the kids, even minus kids. I'm still the person who's bringing, I bring a sleep mask. I've been known to bring books to a festival. Like, I need a sit. So never mind the kids. I'm pretty lightweight myself when
it comes to the festival. It feels to me, and maybe I'm being judgmental, but people who bring their children to a festival are going because they want to go to the festival and they don't have anybody to mind their children. Like, I don't understand how it's acceptable to bring your children to a festival when at the other side of the park, the HSE are like, hey, drop your drugs in here and we'll test and see if they have something lethal in them.
I suppose the thing with festivals is, like, realistically, if you bring your kids to a festival, and I have a lot of friends who do bring their kids to festivals, it's going to be a different type of festival for you. I think that's number one, that you have to acknowledge that it is going to be a little bit different. Like, you're not going to be heading off to the rave in the woods with the kids or anything. So it's just, it's going to be a different experience. But I mean, that being said, like, my friends who bring their kids, they are really, really strong advocates of, like, this festival kids community that you kind of get to know families. And then the kids, when they're a certain age and they're big enough, they're looking forward to seeing their mates. And then also, you see, you can get them doing the bottle return scheme now, which is essentially the equivalent of First Holy Communion money, like what was. It is the new 2024 equivalent. So you know yourself, kids are mad for money.
So kids are roaming around. Kids are roaming around Electric Picnic filling bags with cans and bottles to deposit them.
Delighted with life stuff. And listen, I have to say now, I have seen it and the kids are thrilled because sure, they're making a few bucks for themselves. You know yourself. So I think if you're bringing the kids, again, no judgment here, I certainly wouldn't think like rave in the woods is the place to be having the kids. But equally, like there is a bit of crack for them during the day.
But is it safe? Like how... Like, do you have children? Are they potty trained? Do they use the portaloos? Are the portaloos not disgusting?
I know.
Are the tents...
Well, listen, any of us using the portaloos? This is the question. I know it is. Like, I do think personally, like, my kids are probably a bit small to really get the enjoyment out of it. But down the line, like, I know people do bring up the fact, like, you know, obviously a lot of people view festivals as a place where they can let loose. And do you want your kids to be witnessing that? Now, I don't know. I would have to say that I probably haven't seen anything particularly worrisome at a festival. I mean, nothing.
I've
that
never
would be
been
worse
to
than,
a festival.
Say, St. Patrick's Day festival. You know yourself. It's
yeah,
like,
but like
St. Patrick's Day festival, they see it all because people are, you know.
Yeah, but this is your children sleeping. Like, someone has just texted me here saying, bringing my three kids camping to Electric Picnic. Sorry, first of all, why would you text in and not give me any more detail about why you've chosen to do that? And camping, like, a drunk person could fall on your child in their tent in the middle of the night. I haven't even been to a festival and I know that they are wild, wild places.
Well, you know, I guess they can be wild, but also I feel, I mean, I never thought of that. That probably could happen. It's not something that I've considered, but I do think if you are bringing your kids to the campsite as well, I think you need to gravitate towards the families and not expect, say, the other revelers to kind of row in because you have your kids there. Like, again, my friends with kids who are amazing festival parents, they would always say that. They're like, look, people are here to have the crack. Like, I'm going to make sure I'm in a part of the campsite that maybe is a little bit of a walkout, a little
actually,
bit quieter, so people can have their fun too.
Yeah, again, we have a text here that says kids camp in a different campsite and that
there
Sunday day tickets for kids and families are amazing. Okay, day tickets, maybe it's, but I just don't see it as a family festival.
But But what's there's there to a do? Lot for them to enjoy. Well, like, I mean, listen, there's always, like, I mean, it's essentially like a mecca for performers and street performers. So there's loads of dress up, there's paint, face paints, there's hurdy-gurdies, you have amusements, you have all the food. I mean, anytime kids are in a field with chips, like, they're happy. I feel that's kind of just tick. So again, I think there's the music, there's the art, all of that. But I think there is definitely stuff to entertain kids, but the question is, are you willing to have a bit of a different type of electric picnic, I suppose, is the question as a parent.
That's your question. My question is, are you for real? Another text here that says, the main area is a lovely place for kids. There's a circus, live podcasts and performers.
Yes.
A festival at night is very different. Kids aren't there at that point. It's very narrow-minded. Well, maybe I am narrow-minded when it comes to festivals. I obviously am, because I've never been to one. I can't think of anything worse. I certainly can't think of anything worse than bringing my kids there. Are you going there yourself, Julie?
Oh, sure, not at all. I'm going off to Centre Park this weekend, so this is my attempt at pretending that I'm middle class.
Oh.
So I'm going to, I know I've never been, I'm very excited. Don't tell Kieran Cuddihy.
Yeah, he's
going to
tell you about
the pancakes.
The pancakes and the cost of the Nutella pancakes.
Oh, listen, don't get them started. So look, I've been saving all year to buy a couple of pancakes at Centre Park. So this is my festival.
Well, have the very best time. We wish you the best of luck with it. That was Julie
Thanks
J.
So much.
Comedian talking to me about electric picnics. Some of you are very annoyed with me. How can you have such a strong opinion about a festival when you haven't been to one? I also have opinions about the moon and I haven't been there either. I've got opinions on everything. Speaking as a half of a childless couple in the late 40s who were out all together last month, will you kindly please FO bringing your children? Look, this texter is exactly on my page. It is an adult playground. It is no place for children. We don't go to Centre Parks. Don't come to EP.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.